Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. 68 members of Congress have signed a letter calling on the Obama administration to back off a plan to overhaul poultry inspection. The four-page letter cites a Government Accountability Office report that questioned the adequacy of the data USDA used to justify the rule. The lawmakers question whether the plan will actually reduce foodborne illnesses, as USDA claims, and fault USDA for not requiring system-wide testing for salmonella. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack continues to defend the proposed rule. Kansas officials are crisscrossing the state to talk to residents about preserving the state's shrinking underground water supplies and slowing the silting of its reservoirs. In eastern Kansas, the most common concern is the state of federal reservoirs. Two-thirds of Kansans and 60% of the state's electricity rely on those lakes. Australian Trade Minister Andrew Raab today says that Australia is nearing a free trade deal with Japan. The agreement would mean that Japan will agree to reduce tariffs on Australian chilled beef, currently at 38.5%, and on some dairy products. And Japan would get back in return from Australia an end to a 5% tariff on automotive imports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,332. It's down almost 4 points. The NASDAQ is at 4324, down 9. The S&P 500 is 1870, and it is down almost 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Rain and snow will continue to occur across portions of the Midwest today as a low-pressure system moves from southwest to northeast through the Great Lakes region. This particular storm system has already produced some significant snows across a part of the northwestern Corn Belt. And as we go through the day today, a lot of the snow will likely have a tough time accumulating because of the warmer temperatures that are going to be present, but we'll still have the wintry mix of precipitation types prevailing across the region. This morning, a lot of the precipitation was formed as snow from Iowa into Wisconsin while it was raining from Illinois to Michigan. And it looks like as we go through the day today, a lot of the precipitation will occur again as rain and snow. I think the snow will be mostly confined to western Michigan and Wisconsin, and we'll likely see rain in many other areas. The precipitation content, though, is going to be fairly low. I don't think we'll see a great amount of moisture in many areas. The precipitation totals for this event are probably going to stay under a quarter of an inch in most cases. Michigan may be the one exception, which could end up with something a little bit greater. We'll expect, though, this system to be followed by slightly cooler temperatures, and more likely we're not going to see any major cool-off across the region until a reinforcing shot of coolness comes into the region, and that will take place as we go from Friday into Sunday. During that period of time, a new low-pressure center that will come across the northern plains into the part of the northern Midwest will likely leave behind some snow, but there'll be some strong northerly wind behind this event, and temperatures will plummet. In fact, the forecast for the northern plains and upper Midwest is for temperatures to be 20 to 30 degrees below normal for this time of the year as we get into the weekend. That means that we'll see some low temperatures in the positive single digits and teens across the north there from portions of the eastern Dakotas into Michigan, while we'll see teens and 20s bottoming out in the lower Midwest. And then again, this will be over the course of the weekend and perhaps lingering a little bit into early next week. There will be one more shot of cool air that will come to reinforce all of this. this, and that will take place as we move from early to midweek next week. That system will likely drop into the region and force freezing temperatures down into the northern parts of the U.S. Delta and the interior southeastern states, once again burning back some new vegetative development in wheat country in those areas. It will help to make sure that our temperatures across the heart of the Midwest will stay below average all the way into the middle part of next week. So the warmer biased conditions that will be present across the Midwest here today and tomorrow will probably be as warm as we'll see for a little while. We do expect the afternoon temperatures today to run 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest and 40s and some 50s in the south. Those 50s will be from Kansas into the Ohio River Basin. And we'll expect the temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be very similar, 30s and 40s in the far north. We will see an expansion of warmer air, though, in the south and the west ahead of the next surge of cold. We'll expect to see the temperatures mostly in the 50s and some 60s occurring from Nebraska and Kansas all the way back into the Ohio Basin. After that, though, temperatures will turn colder from northwest to southeast. There'll be one more warm day, though, Friday, in the lower eastern Midwest, with 50s and 60s expected, maybe a couple of extremes up close to 70 degrees. But right after that, the cold air will surge into the region. That's when we'll start seeing those teens and 20s north, and temperatures in the lower Midwest will cool to the 30s and 40s. We do expect to see some waves of precipitation coming with each one of these cold shots, but no major storm system is currently slated for the region. The light snow event that comes with the first round of more meaningful cool air will likely take place from Thursday into Saturday, and we'll likely see some light snow occurring across the northern plains and the Great Lakes region, but don't look for this to accumulate very significantly except in those areas. We'll see some accumulation running a dusting to 3 inches with some local totals to 5 inches in northern Minnesota. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 763 and three quarters, up a half. Soft May wheat, 689 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. May corn, 483 and a quarter, down 3. July, 488 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. December, 485, down 2 3/4. May soybeans, 1425, up 6 3/4. July, 1403, up 7 1/4. November, 1185 and a quarter, up 3/4. May soybean meal, 456.20, up 40. May soybean oil, 42.52, up 25. April live cattle, 145.55, down 15. March feeders, 173.92.5, down 20. April lean hogs are 123.27.5, and they are up 5 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Corn market is down at the moment, but earlier we were on the upside, so it's sort of a choppy affair. Did manage to make a newer high from a week ago by a quarter cent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think realistically the profile of the market has been a little bit constructive. What we've seen going in the past is we took our market down to the cost of production, and now we've seen some risk factors kind of play into it, whether it be the Ukrainian situation, whether it be possible weather, whether it be increased demand. But I think the market's trying to stair step higher, and now we've just kind of worked our way into a situation where technically we're looking for a catalyst to go higher, and if we don't feed the bull, then we'll start to erode. Looks like that new high in the December corn by a quarter cent didn't scare anybody, and now the spreads are starting to soften up.
So between now and the end of the month, do you see any catalysts potentially on the horizon?
You know, I think realistically what we're trying to dial into is when was the data collected for the quarterly grain stocks and for the prospective planted acres?
Well, that would have been February, right?
Yeah, mid-February to maybe the first week in March, basically before a lot of this market recovery took place. So we think realistically there may be a little bit of a positive number for the corn acres in those numbers to be seen.
So are you in the $5 plus corn camp by the time the corn is in the ground?
I guess I don't really think I want to put a $5 handle on it just yet, but I would say, you know, I think it's going to be a little bit too early to press the short side.
And the soybeans today, the noves are back up to 11.93 and a quarter.
Yeah, I think this value level is definitely respectable. We try to get some sales made. We continue to look at pushing some out the door. The other thing, too, that we got to watch in these numbers at the end of the month is the quarterly grain stocks for beans could be exceptionally tight. The trade just does not want to take any chances of being short that place.
I had a number of people walk up to me in the meeting last night talking about the beans and looked at the price and said to me, why would I want to make a cash sale at this, even... You know, why would I want to make an 11, and then they quoted their basis, an 1160 fall delivery cash sale?
I think the realistic point is mixing it up a little bit. Do a variety of strategies. You know, we've looked at making some cash sales, maybe doing a little bit of basis work, maybe buying some puts. You don't want to get overly aggressive in any one neighborhood, but, you know, the cash sale definitely locks in a profitable value at these levels, and that's one of the things we've been talking about all winter is making sure we capture the margins, and if we have a chance to improve it, so be it. But making profitable sales is a way to be a profitable business.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. May corn, 484, down 2 1/4. December, 485 3/4, down 2. May soybeans, 1425, up 6 3/4. November, 1185, up 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.